This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
What I'm about to tell you is not an exaggeration. It is exactly what's happening. And only by being a realist and facing it do we have any chance of not going into hardcore bondage and the complete destruction of the Republic as we know it. Our children's futures hang in the balance. All of humanity hangs in the balance, because once they've taken the U.S. over, imagine what these same satanic forces did when they captured Russia in 1917, 1918. Imagine what they'll do with the U.S. fully under their satanic control. America is fighting for its very life. The Democratic Party is not a party. It is a criminal organization working for multinational crime syndicate and the Chinese communist. And the headline at Infowars.com for this live show is deadly accurate. Communist China is overthrowing the United States of America and replacing it with a puppet government. Just like when the Nazis took over France, they'd already bought off the military leaders. They stood down and they set up a puppet Vichy French in the south of France. This is history. This is real. And the CFR and others brag they're doing this. 3 years ago at Davos, they said Xi Jinping would crush America and defeat Trump. This is total criminal activity. We have all the proof. I'll cover it. Of fraud, pillar to post, the entire chain of fraud in Michigan, in Wisconsin, in Pennsylvania, in Georgia, in Arizona, in Nevada. And so people ask, where is Trump? I was asking that question. Well, it's up to us now. He knows that. Here's Tucker Carlson laying it out, and then we'll be back, and we will tell you the ugly truth.
In a lot of ways, unfortunately, what happened last night could not have been worse for this country, for our children, for our grandchildren, for our future. The outcome of our presidential election was seized from the hands of voters, where, of course, it rightly belongs, and now resides in the control of lawyers and courts and highly partisan, clearly corrupt big city bureaucrats. So no matter what happens next, that is a tragedy. Many Americans will never again accept the results of a presidential election. That story is still unfolding tonight, obviously, and we're going to follow it as honestly as we can wherever it leads. We'll begin with that in just a minute. But first, we want to acknowledge the good news. And believe it or not, there is some good news, regardless of everything else that has happened. And here it is. America remains. It's still here. That's the first and most important thing. And it's not a foregone conclusion. We almost lost it. Democrats told us they wanted to beat Donald Trump. They spent more money than anyone ever has in any election in history to do that. But there was a lot more going on. Democrats didn't harness the full power of big tech and the billionaire class simply to make Joe Biden president. No. What they really wanted was total control over everything. No more democracy, no more dissent, permanent obedience from the rest of us. And they came shockingly close to getting that. If Democrats had won the White House and the Senate last night, the country as we know it would have ended. Not because Democrats have bad ideas, though they do, but because Democrats plan to impose an entirely new system on our country. Not an agenda, a system. With nothing to check their power, the left fully intended to eliminate the traditional American balances within our government, along with the Constitution and the Bill of Rights that constrain their power. We're not overstating this. Joe Biden's party planned to turn our highest court into a partisan political weapon. They admitted that. They wrote magazine articles about how they planned to do it. Then they planned to pack the Congress of the United States, the legislative branch, by adding new states to our union, purely for the Senate seats. We're not speculating there either. They admitted that too. Then they planned to pack the electorate itself, the ultimate corruption in a democracy. 20 million foreign nationals added to our voter rolls overnight. That was their agenda. How would any of that improve the United States of America? Well, they never claimed that it would. Making this country better was never the point. The point was to create a permanent Democratic majority, a one-party state with complete control over the population. Never in our history has any mainstream political party proposed an agenda more radical than this. They didn't talk about it much. There's a reason for that, of course. They didn't want to scare you. But it was entirely real. And last night, it came very close to happening. We should all be deeply grateful that it didn't.
The miraculous properties of turmeric have been admired and even worshipped for thousands of years by ancient civilizations. But with modern science, we know why turmeric is so popular. Its antioxidant effect, its anti-inflammatory effect, everything it does is simply amazing. And most turmerics out there are simply food products. They're 3-5% curcuminoid, but we have Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula with a 95% curcuminoid level, and we have other organic products in there that accelerate it and bring it into the cells of the body. It's been sold out for months. It's back in stock, and despite that, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula at InfoWarsStore.com is 50% off with free shipping and triple Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com. It's Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. If you haven't tried it, learn why it's got thousands of five-star reviews at InfoWarsStore.com, and you can't lose. It funds the InfoWar. The type of blue skies we want. These are the blue waves of the blue blood globalists destroying our once vibrant free republic, because you can't have an open free society with uppity individuals that have a right to property and a right to their Second Amendment and a right to not kill their children and a right to not have their sons attacked by the system and domesticated and emasculated. No, you can't have that. And so we have systematic, massive, total fraud nakedly out in the open. We're going to walk through all of it here today. I am Alex Jones, your host. But let me just state this right up front for everybody. People finally get it. We're having our free speech online disenfranchised. Now they're stealing our vote and disenfranchising it. They're devaluing our currency and disenfranchising our financial future. They are poisoning the weaker minds in the country with division and racism in the name of fighting it. They're attacking the very foundations of our republic and are at war with the social contract, an incredibly arrogant, hateful coalition of big tech vacuuming up the economy at a level never before seen. And then the commanders of big tech and the big banks that finance them openly say they're building a post-human world, and openly say they're going to make us so poor that they will be able to dictate that we be sterilized and take forced inoculations. You notice I just warned of this and warned of this for decades, and now it's here because I was reading their plans. Now, let me give you the big announcement here. If Joe Biden gets in, they're never getting rid of the lockdown. Think about that. It's a lot bigger than just kicking Trump out and flooding everything with fake ballots using the lockdown as the cover for it. They want to bankrupt us and then have us have an app to be able to leave our front door and step 1 foot outside of our house. That is the admitted globalist Chi-Com plan. We're being given tracker systems. We're being taught to stay in our houses. We're being taught we're not essential. We're being marinated in martial law. That's what we've been in with big tech and the universities and the blue cities and the blue states and the UN and the Chi-Coms, monkey see, monkey do with this lockdown. And they're just going to start there. And they're going to hype up more that the police are racist to take the police over and turn them into political officers like they've done in the UK and Europe. Now, foreign powers are openly involved, not just China, but India has been hired and others to flood the internet with disinfo and to put Biden in. They've disenfranchised our votes. They're turning us against each other. It's illegitimate. It's backed by foreign powers. And even if he legitimately won the votes, which obviously you see the evidence of fraud everywhere, that's not true. If it's foreign backed, it's illegitimate. So exactly what they said Trump got in with is not true. It's how they are intending to get in. And there are armies, as I told you, of communist Chinese agents in the United States. And there's videos of what appear to be Chinese individuals in Michigan arriving with those ballots at 4 a.m. illegally and going into the buildings with ballot boxes that then were all for Biden. The arrogance level is so atrocious, is so mega massive, that they're not even trying to hide it. So let me just quantify this for you right now. Then we'll come back and show you all the videos and go over all the evidence. America is under multinational consortium attack. Our government and our system is in the process of being overthrown. It's not just a political party that wants an agenda. They want a whole new system, and they've said it. They are involved in a revolution fully conquering the United States and killing our republic, and they're hammering the last nails into the damn coffin to bury us alive as slaves of their system. So I'm not a macho guy. I don't say things just to say them, but I'll tell you this. I'm not going to launch any offensive violence at this point, because I've not had time to really think about the right course in history. But I know this. If we let them steal this election and we let them put a Chinese communist agent who's fully compromised with all the proof in there to have control of the nuclear codes, all of us are aiding and abetting the destruction of our country and the handover to the most authoritarian nation the world's ever seen, communist China. And I will not be an accomplice, and I will not aid and abet this type of takeover. If it was just a bunch of thug Democrats taking over so they could steal money and stuff, but they weren't trying to literally end civilization as we know it and literally targeting our children, I would not risk my life. And I would not be thinking about such draconian things. But they're building an army of violent people. They've been attacking us. They've been bullying us. They have been censoring us. And they say they're coming after us, and they're licking their lips. And they are salivating over all of this. So all I'm telling everybody is we're in a new ball game, and we knew this was coming. The globalists proposed this. They've overthrown many, many other countries. They've used similar formulas, and they have demoralized us. They have absolutely gutted this republic. And it's so sad that more people aren't resisting and saying no. There's a lot of people that are angry, a lot of people that are upset, a lot of people that are concerned, and there's a big wake-up happening right now. But it's not enough. People need to take this deadly, deadly serious. We're also entering the wheelhouse of false flags. Well, they will target offensively an innocent group. They'll make it a racial attack to demonize all opposition to this communist globalist takeover. This is a corporate system of fascist, offshore tax exempt, but they're using a communist playbook to take over the population as the management system because it's worked everywhere else. There's the headline. Please put it back up. America is at war. Communist China is in the process of overthrowing the United States and installing a puppet government. That is literally happening. There is a coalition of corporations and authoritarian states, but China is the engine room, the laboratory, the testing ground, the power projection point of the whole future in all their white papers, the CFR, Trilateral Commission, Davos. They openly brag and crow that Xi Jinping is going to smash us. And you see the left, I mean, one of our oldest crew members, been here 16 years, his sister is now basically a communist, and says he loves Xi Jinping and wants him to crush Trump. No sense. Total Stockholm syndrome. Total mental illness. This is what they've done to our people. How they've pimped their brains out and turned them against their own families. We are in grievous danger. We are in grave danger, ladies and gentlemen. And so there's Trump up front. Hey, they stole this. We're not going to let them do it. And then the evidence is just founting out. But you turn on Fox News, Trump's not shown any proof there's election fraud. He and Giuliani have to show it. And then they won't let state reps They won't let citizens in. They won't let under law in Michigan or in Arizona. They're telling U.S. representatives they can't go in and see the vote. And police with guns are telling them you can't come in here. That's Maricopa County. That's the same Democrats that tried to put Sheriff Arpaio in prison for no reason. No jury trial for, quote, being in contempt of that judge. They're making their move. They think we're going to go along with it because they've never had push back. These are arrogant lawyers. These are criminals that have brokered the sellout of America, and they want a position in the global government, and they want to atomize the family and domesticate us so we can never rise again and never resist the nightmare future they've got for all of us. The chains are going on right now. You're being disenfranchised. All of us are. So we better work peacefully now so that war does not become inevitable. But we are now entering this season of war. Our country is at war for its very life. You are under attack. You are being conquered. You are being taken over. We are in the midst of a Chi-Com-backed attempted takeover of the country, and we're losing right now.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
What do you say when it's over? Don't know if I should say anything at all. One day we're rolling in the flow.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Alex Jones. And as I've been pointing out, the laws of nature, the laws of history, are that if corrupt forces don't ever get in trouble for what they're doing, they will get more criminal, more abusive, more bold. Their capers, their heist, their conspiracies will get larger until they take over your civilization and loot the living snot out of it and then move to Switzerland and you collapse like Venezuela or so many other countries. And that's where we are, the exact same playbook. And you ask, why would they be running a communist playbook? Because the thing works, folks. Human nature is human nature. People are people. They can be brown people in Central America or South America. They can be white people in Europe. They can be black people in Africa. They can be yellow people in Asia. We all pretty much act the damn same at the end of the day. And folks only learn through experience, it seems. They can't learn through history, by education. Three forms of learning: by revelation, by experience, or by education. And boy, are people about to get experience. The problem is, going into the normalization of a communist takeover, it'll take them a good 5 years to loot everything and totally collapse it. And the average person has such a low attention span. They'll think, because Americans aren't turning over all their property and their children and aren't submitting, that's why the utopia didn't appear. It's always more, 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 more. Give us more. More regulations. More control. And you've got all the sycophants of the ruling party that, again, censors its opposition and begins to ban the party leaders of any other opposition. All of this is being said by the Democrats. Reconciliation commissions right out of South Africa. Communist tactics, where now in public schools, colleges, if you're white, you get up in front of the class and you tell them how you're bad and you apologize. This is Maoist programming spread across the world here now. You know, used to, we fought communism. But now we get on our knees and we worship it. And they're going to take everybody's bank accounts and everybody's jobs until you submit. And then when you go on your little reconciliation commission and you apologize for your existence, they'll reward some of those people up front. Because America's now a giant open-air re-education camp. And then it'll be more and more they demand you say until you're in front of people saying you're the villain. Just like Twitter makes you go when they say, we're going to ban you if you don't go delete this tweet. They make you go up to the chalkboard and write in front of the class that you're bad. All of this is cult programming, Kool-Aid drinking drills, Jim Jones stuff. This is bona fide. If this was an alcohol, it's 200 proof Everclear. It's pure. It's moonshine. It's 100% tyranny. It's the nastiest, stinkiest, most horrid thing I've ever seen crawl out from under a rock. So, and again, the globalists, I was told to the grapevine 10 years ago, like, we're not worried about Jones. He scares people for us. Well, I bet on the public and thought, they're not going to get scared. They're going to get pissed if I tell them what's happening. But I'm not trying to scare you. I believe in you. But I'm here to tell you, look at the headline on InfoWars.com one more time for yourselves. Look at it one more time. Look at it long and hard. America is at war. Think about those words. America is at war. Who are we at war with? Communist China and its allies are in the process of overthrowing the United States. We the people, our vote, our speech, our communication, and installing a puppet government. Do you understand the parallel to this is the Blitzkrieg and the invasion of France, and the French just gave up because the generals were paid off. And then Hitler thought he had this big victory until he actually went and fought people that didn't give up. A little bit different. Well, I promise you this, I'm not giving up. Ever. Because I know the more I bend over, the worse stuff gets. And I will not sit here and be part of this. Now, that doesn't mean they blow something up and say, I did it. I'd never do that. I'm saying that they are violently taking our rights. They are violently taking over our society. They've got brown shirt thugs on the street stabbing and shooting and murdering people. They're overthrowing our local governments. They are involved in a classic authoritarian textbook takeover. And I'm going to say this very, very slowly. I know a lot of people that have been stabbed and shot at and had their ribs broken. I mean, Enrique Tarrio got stabbed with a bunch of people in D.C. Rand Paul got his ribs broken, his lungs punctured, beat up. The media praised it. They're shooting members of Congress. They've already been attacking us and attacking us, but they know we're conservatives, we're nationalists, we're patriots. They know we don't complain or whine. They're like, just suck it up. Yeah, we're coming to castrate your little boys too, but just suck it up. This is a bold, savage, criminal takeover. And President Trump came out and told the truth about what they're doing. You know, my brother-in-law, my sister's husband, called me up, voice shaking the other day. He's not a guy that usually is angry. And he said, I was just at the post office and saw a guy with like 50 ballots, putting his name on them and mailing them. And this is like the day after the election. Well, that's because we now know from the Project Veritas whistleblowers that they're post-dating stuff back before the election. And then they're delivering them. And then we have the videos all over from Michigan to Wisconsin to Pennsylvania and other states of at 4 a.m., at 5 a.m., trucks pull up. Cars pull up. They're not government, quote, officials. The polls are closed. It's illegal what they're doing. And they just so happen to be Chinese in several of the videos. But, of course, they've got masks on. It's all perfect cover. And they load up what are the same ballot boxes that are put in behind the machines that you feed them into. It's the official. They've checked. It's the Michigan systems. And they take them into the voting center in Detroit. And then they got witnesses inside that are lawyers that are thrown out. And members of Congress show up and say, I want to see what's happening. Oh, no, you can't. But a random dude with a mask on, he can. He can come on in. And why not? I mean, they run government pedophile rings with the Democrats and then they don't get in trouble. I mean, they've gotten away with so much. Why wouldn't they just do this to us? Because we take it. Well, people are getting to the point of not taking it. And the enemy's next phase will be to frame us as terrorists or evil. And they will stage terror attacks and blame it on us to then discredit any resistance. But we need to be ahead of that and understand that. And there are other forms of civil disobedience and things in the threat continuum of projection before we get to that point. But it is our right, it is our duty to resist this by every means necessary. And we are now at war for our very existence. America is on the edge of death.
There are many references in the Holy Bible to the mustard seed. And why is that? It's one of the tiniest seeds out there, but a giant tree-like bush grows from it that produces more mustard seeds. Mustard was known by the ancients around the world to have amazing health effects. They didn't know why. Well, with modern science, we know it's one of the purest, cleanest, organic forms
of selenium. We have BioTrue Selenium sold out for months, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com at 50% off, store-wide free shipping, and triple Patriot points. BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsStore.com is an amazing product, and it's even more amazing in that it funds our operation. But if you don't know about selenium, research it. It is an essential nutrient in the body that you absolutely have to have. It's back in stock, 50% off, triple Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com and with free shipping.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight and increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
America's last stand. And if we're able to get Trump in despite this mountain of fraud, all these thugs and criminals, we have to go on the offense and rout these globalist chi-coms out. But I know this, I can't look at myself in the mirror if I don't resist these people. I've got to do a lot of thinking and a lot of praying. But I'll just tell the power structure in the system, those that are on the fence, you have miscalculated. You will not sign on with the Chi-Coms. You will not allow this to happen. You will not execute this. Just stop it now. It's not a warning. It's not a threat. It's a statement of common damn sense. Are you crazy? All of these disconnected billionaires that control trillions like Bezos, and Gates, they're just all Chinaphiles. The CFR has a religion of worshiping China and how it's going to replace us and how we're bad and how we suck. And they let them ship in fentanyl. One shipment they got was enough to kill everybody in America seven times over. We're under military attack. And they've gotten so used to censorship, so accustomed to being slapped around, that now they're engaged in massive fraud on every front. And I watch CNN, I watch Fox, and they're not saying a damn word. Oh, there's crazy people that say that they found 130-something thousand ballots that were all for Joe Biden. I go to the Secretary of State's office, I look at it, they were all for Biden. They find 20-plus thousand ballots in one area of Philadelphia, and every one of them was for Biden. They don't even mix in some Trump ones. That's impossible. If you had 100 ballots show up that were just for Biden, you'd know that was rigged. 20-plus thousand? And what did I say election night? I said, you got to stake out these polling places where they do the main tabulation centers. You're going to catch them showing up at 4 or 5 a.m. when everybody else has left and the polls are closed, stuffing them. And, oh, videos in Philadelphia, videos in Detroit, videos in Nevada. And who is it? It's mainly female lawyers. Good for them. I guess men are too busy playing fantasy football or whatever. So it's female lawyers just staked out by themselves and places like Detroit at 4 a.m. Oh, by the way, these lawyers are being thrown out, too, even though state laws say they're supposed to be there as poll watchers. Some of them are even Republican officials. Hell, some are state reps. Some are U.S. reps, like Gozer. No, not Gozer the Traveler from Ghostbusters, Congressman Gozer from Arizona. This is really happening. An orgy, a smorgasbord, a sea, a plethora, a cornucopia, a wide spectrum of certified fraud at every level. And then my own brother-in-law, who I've never seen get mad in the many years I've known him, calls up shaking yesterday. And I go, what's wrong? He goes, I just got 50 ballots. He's down here at Congress. Post office, he had 50 of them. He was filling them out his name. They were taking them. They didn't do anything. I said, why didn't you videotape it? Well, I'm in the post office. It's a federal thing if you do that. And I mean, he knows the law, but I mean, see, we follow the law. They don't. And he was shaking with anger. I said, come on the air. He goes, well, I don't really want to do that. I don't want to be on TV. I said, cut an audio piece. Send me a voice memo. He did. We'll play it next segment. You can hear he's upset because he saw himself being robbed, not a car, not a TV set. You can replace that, but of his future. And his wife's future, and his future children's future. He saw his birthright being robbed right in front of him. And that they were doing nothing to ask, why are you filling out 50 ballots with your name on them? He's watched them filling ballot after ballot out. Saw the stack of them. Saw him fill out multiple ballots. And now we know. We have the Project Veritas video. Next segment. Where the USPS person says, we're told to backdate these. If something comes in on November 4th, we say November 2nd, so it gets counted. And that's what they're doing, busy beavering. You know, well, why is it in Texas? He's mailing them out to another state. Guaranteed it's going to be absentees for somebody. What, Philadelphia? Detroit? Yeah. And I'm not mad at Austin for not recording it, but I mean, because we already know, we have other people who have caught this, but the big story is the news, the controlled corporate press, the lapdogs of our enemies, they are saying on Fox News there's no proof of anything. And Tucker Carlson knocked it out of the park. He explained to the world what was going on, that they're not just trying to get their agenda through. They're not an American party. They want to end the system as it's known and create a one-party dictatorship. And then Tucker Carlson goes through and lists all the things they're doing, all the things they're announcing, packing the court, creating new states that are Democrat, like Puerto Rico and others, so that they can override and get new Senate seats. reconciliation commissions, endless lockdowns, IDs to travel, medical IDs. And then you see the graphs in all these swing states that were going for Trump, and they closed the polls prematurely, and then bam, not organic bumpy lines, but straight up perfect mechanical lines, because they want you to know they're disenfranchising you. They want you to know, and they're going to walk right in with people that no one knows who they are with a passcode, with a swipe card at 4 a.m., and come in with those ballots and go jam them down your throat, America. But when your U.S. rep shows up, the police are there. They're good Democrat operatives in Maricopa. They walk in with their hands on their guns, and they say, I don't care what you say, Congressman. Back off. Because they seize control of the Republic. I'm playing all the clips when we come back. But I'm going to say this right now. Whatever happens with Trump, he's done the right thing fighting this, but he didn't fight the censorship like he should have. But we're in the bed we're in now. We're going to have to sleep in it. But if we get the point out that it's a Chi-Com globalist takeover and it's the end of the country as we know it, and that it's illegal, not just that they're stealing the election, but when you have Chinese and foreign backing, it nullifies what's happened. And if we stand on that and say, you tried to nullify Trump saying he was a Russian with no proof, we're going to nullify Biden 100%. We're going to demand Mitch McConnell and all of them do it and not have a fake investigation, because we've got him red-handed being a Chi-Com agent. And that's what's so dangerous. They are going to control him, and they want to scuttle this country. So Biden will definitely do things that screw the country up and break it up further, because he's blackmailed. And so we cannot allow someone controlled by a foreign power to be the president. If you ever wanted, listen to me carefully. If you ever wanted to war game and imagine the end of America, this is it. All the old timers said it was coming. All of them said they'd take us over with the UN. The Weather Underground dreamed about China occupying the U.S. once they got a communist Democrat in who would trigger a race war. And then China would come in with Latin American communists and take over, a real Red Dawn scenario, not Russians, but Chinese. And now we're literally having Democrats in the New York Times saying we want communist China to take over the United States. We want the UN to oversee our election, so that if Trump refuses and contests what we do, we want the UN to come in and occupy America. That's now in the news. And what do the Antifa do? All over New York, all over Oregon, all over Washington State, they march with communist flags, with Chinese flags, their ally, and they say, death to America. A people that will do that will do anything. So there's now folks surrounding these polling places everywhere. Antifa have been running around shooting at people and burning things and stabbing people. It's all coming up, but you have lived to see it. I have lived to see it. The fabled world government, UN takeover, we're under COVID lockdown. I mean, it's all there. We're under martial law put in place by them.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less. 800-215-1727.
800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live and we are broadcasting worldwide. I am your host, Alex Jones. Thank you again for joining us. I don't know how long we're going to be on the air here. We're being gutted by a foreign corporate consortium backed up by a communist dictatorship that has 1,400,000,000 slaves. They have millions and millions of people in death camps that Apple gets components made in, and the news admits it. And the left goes, good, we got death camps. We're going to put you in them. And they've got all these blue-haired, green-haired, pink-haired, devil-worshipping, pedophile-loving slobs running around on methamphetamine, glowing in the dark, having no jobs, living off welfare, thinking the Chi-Coms are going to give them a biscuit or a treat when they overthrow the United States? Yes, good people have stood down so long that you are now witnessing the end of the Republic. That was a very powerful video we're going to air here in a few minutes by one of President Trump's advisors, Steve Cortez. He heads up Trump's Hispanic outreach system. Says the actual math points to an Arizona win for President Trump. We're going to be getting to some of that for you here in just a little while. But let's just go through this stack right now. And I'm going to play Congressman Gozer here in a moment. And the fact that he wasn't allowed in Maricopa County in Phoenix, but the Democrat operatives are in there running everything, laughing at them, in violation of federal and state law, by the way. Suitcases with coolers rolled into Detroit Voting Center at 4 a.m., brought into secure voting. Brought into secure voting air. Amazing. Meanwhile, Biden-Harris launched transition team website despite ballots still being counted. But when Trump says he's won, he's bad. But Biden's allowed to communicate online because he's working with the big multinational consortium that's taking over. You could not have a more underdog America surrounded by its enemies, overwhelmed, a whole constellation of academia and Hollywood and radical Islam and the Squad and the Chi-Coms and the EU, all trying to bring us down. And a good third of Americans actually thinking they're on the winning team and rooting for Xi Jinping to, quote, destroy Trump and save America. Oh, yes. Breaking, Trump declares victory in Pennsylvania, Georgia, North Carolina, and Michigan. They called it fake news and blocked it last night when he said that. But Biden said he's going to win. That's okay. Protesters mobilized to pressure Trump to concede election. They call them protesters for stabbing and burning and doing all their regular stuff as well. Here's another key article. Exclusive international audit executive, based on results and a review of numerous activities, the 2020 presidential election was materially corrupted in favor of Democrat Joe Biden. Yeah, how about we just have a redo and none of this COVID garbage? That was the cover for the whole thing. And here's the video. Representative Gozer joins Arizona pro-Trump protest. Biden and his thugs will not steal this election. And I like the image of hundreds of armed citizens peacefully exercising their Second Amendment, demanding that people be given access, like our congressman, to that facility in the face of that horrible, evil Democrat regime that has seized control of Phoenix. It's that good equalization of powers, not a monopoly of power by the state. The UN says that civilian ownership of firearms threatens the power monopoly of the state. Well, power monopoly is a dictator. We don't want a power monopoly of the state here. We want checks and balances. And we want the armed people inside to know what they're doing is illegal and let them understand that the Second Amendment is there for a reason. We don't want to use it yet, but we are not going to roll over to the New World Order. We are not going to bow to them. We are not going to sell out future generations to a fate worse than death. That's why we have those checks and balances. And a right that's not openly exercised will be lost. They're already taking our speech. They're already taking our vote away. They're already taking our currency away. They've already said we're not essential. And they're run by a communist dictatorship. That's the team they bat for. Here's what Gozer had to say. And again, that was an exclusive interview we gave to National Files, Tom Papert, with the quote about the thugs will not be able to steal this election. Biden's thugs will not be able to steal it. Now, here's Steve Cortez, and he's breaking down what other even nonpartisan political analysts are saying about the numbers from the counties they're coming in from and what they're seeing in the trends, this being a Republican victory, a Trump victory in Arizona. The actual math points to an Arizona win for President Trump. Here are the numbers. Patriots, stay confident and stay the course. Here it is.
Let's talk the actual math of the Arizona vote, where it stands right now and what the trends are. There's 605,000 outstanding votes, an enormous amount of votes still to be cast. Right now, we have a deficit of 93,000 votes. Biden is clearly leading, but here's the thing. These votes that are outstanding are mostly Election Day votes. POTUS needs to win 58% of these remaining votes to make up for this deficit. Here's the election day trend in Maricopa County, which is by far the biggest county where Phoenix is, 62%. So it's very likely that we're going to eclipse the level we need and actually substantially win Arizona. But in addition to that, these votes are not all from Maricopa. They're also from the rural counties of Arizona, where we're doing much better than 62%, even into the 70s. So the math suggests strongly that we are going to win Arizona, and we will know as soon as Friday. Because of that, it's reprehensible for any news organization, Fox or AP, to call this state at this premature juncture. The president is going to win Arizona.
And it's not just reprehensible, it's criminal. Now, again, in Georgia, they're going door to door getting people to, quote, change their ballots if they thought they were wrong. What does that mean? So they're getting more ballots after the election and trying to then go cram them in. And how are they able to do that? Because they use the U.S. Postal Service to backdate that. And next segment, we have the key to all this, the whistleblower from the USPS saying it. But my brother-in-law, who is a great chemist, a good friend of mine, a very quiet person, I've never seen him get angry. He was visibly, audibly over the phone yesterday. He lives here in Austin, very upset. I asked him to tell a testimony. So Austin Rivera goes into the main big post office off South Congress in Austin, and he witnesses this. Here it is.
I went to the post office today to drop off some packages with some products, and there's this guy there, real sketchy looking, and he had a grocery bag filled up with about 50 mail-in ballots. And he was taking pictures of them, taking pictures of himself, and filling them out right there on the counter. And I could only see the ballot that he had in front of him on the counter and the one on the top of the bag. But they had the same signatures, same information on them. And he was just taking pictures, doing one last check, marking some things, and then putting them straight in the ballot box. Right in front of everyone, right on the counter. And no one did anything. And I was thinking about doing something, but all I could think about was, you know, me getting some kind of federal charge for interfering with the election with this guy putting in, you know, 50 ballots late, because I don't think they're supposed to accept them now. But, I mean, if you have a lot of these people doing that, it's going to add up. And the only reason you would do it is to try to overturn what the state has already decided, and Texas is red. So one can only assume that these votes, all 50 of them, are going to Joe Biden.
And I mean, I know my brother-in-law, he's very upset right there, because his whole future, his destiny, my destiny, his wife's destiny, it's all been stolen right in front of us, and we have to do something. That's what I'm telling the system, is people are pissed. There's a new level of anger and just a determination now. I mean, I'm so determined now, I've never felt this determined. It'd be one thing if this was just the Democrats stealing election, but they're dirty Chinese commies. I feel so ashamed of this country. I'm so proud of the good Americans that are left, but I am so ashamed of what we've become. This is pathetic. We're being conquered like the Russians were in 1917. And I will not sit here and take it. You know why he was taking photos of himself? That's just like what Project Veritas found in Minnesota. He's getting paid for every one of them.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.